Good evening, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Special evening playoff edition.
Today we are going to talk about baseball and painting.
Now you've got a really cool paint set there. It's really a mini. It's like a a mini paint set?
M-I-N-I paint set.
Mini. Mini means little.
Yeah, little paint set. That's what it means.
So what are you painting here?
Well, it's called sunrise. It's when hills turn red and yellow like I painted.
You have a very, I see the
yellow dandelion.
So there's a dandelion in the foreground. Now you have a really minimal style right now. Like you barely your marks barely indicate that there's a structure or a form there at all. What are you going to become more complete in your imagery as you grow, or do you want to continue working with minimalism?
Well, my mini paint set is a good thing to be training on painting. To train on painting, I said.
It's absolutely right, because training is what? It's hard work and practice, right?
Yeah, hard work and practice.
If you do anything with hard work and practice, you'll get good at it, right?
Yeah, I'm gooder and gooder and gooder until I'm good enough at it.
That's right. So hard work and practice is what really turns the earth. Now, I would be interested to see what you would paint if you were going to paint a baseball game. What do you think are the key images you'd want to pull out of a baseball game? What are the things that would be most important to show?
Well, a baseball player's clothes and the baseball player, and the field, and the rest also.
What's the rest also?
Like the seats and the people watching the game and other stuff like that.
That sounds awesome. So, will you maybe make us a baseball painting if we ask you real nice?
Well, I would guess I'll try hard. Alright.
So, I'm going to put up the picture. I'm going to take a picture of your painting, and so the listeners can hear what we're talking about exactly. Thompson, now on to baseball. The Giants are playing the Cardinals. It's the middle of the fifth inning. It's 3-0 in favor of the Giants. Are the Giants going to win the game?
Well, with their three innings, yes. Well, with their three scores, yes.
So they're going to hang on and win the game.
Yeah, and then
they play tomorrow in St. Louis. Are they going to win that game also, or is St. Louis going to win, or are they going to win, or who's going to win? Tomorrow.
I'll guess Giants.
Giants are going to win two in a row. All right. Then it comes back to San Francisco on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Are the Cardinals going to win any games at all, or are we going to sweep them?
We're going to sweep them to pieces.
Wow! So you're calling four in a row for the Giants and on to the World Series. All right. Well, we've got it on the record now. You've been pretty good with your predictions so far. Who's your favorite Giant today?
Well, Crawford Sandoval and Pence. Crawford Sandoval and Kent.
Awesome.
Crawford Sandoval and Pence.
You put a lot of time and thought into that, so that's awesome. So you like the hitters much more than the pitchers, yeah?
Yeah, hitters are awesome. Yeah, they really jack the Cardinals.
Who's your favorite pitcher?
Those three are.
No, they're not pitchers, though. They're fielders.
Well, who are the pitchers?
Madison Bumgarner and Vogelsong and Lincecum and Casilla and Romo and Affelt and Hudson and Peavy and, who else do we have? Lopez and Kane, who's out this year. Those are our big pitchers anyway.
So I would guess Kane and Bumgarner.
Yeah, Bumgarner is amazing. He's been our best pitcher in the regular season. But Vogelsong is a freak when it comes to the playoffs. But anyways, we're almost out of time.
Vogelsong!
We're almost out of time. We got to get back to this game here. Some special, unique, never heard before shout-outs.
To Buster Posey and Pablo Sandoval and Hunter Pence and Avatar Kane. Or would you say, who's his first name? Kane's?
Matt.
Oh, Matt Kane's. And,
get well soon, Matt.
And Madison Bumgarner's and Panic and Casilla and Mr. and Mrs. America and all shit to see about a coalition love of bread and Josie.
Awesome. And grandmother and godmother and Aunt Laurie and Uncle Dave and everybody in Louisiana. We love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ELE.